Chapter 36. The lifeguard still insists, love, that the king shall not leave Aranjuez. Queen, let them insist. Whether we stay, or whether we depart, Napoleon soon draws hither with his host. Godoy, he says he comes pacifically. But no. Queen, dearest, we must away to Andalusia, thence to America when time shall serve. Godoy, I hold 7,000 men to cover us, and ships in Cadiz port. But then the prince flatly declines to go. He lauds the French as true deliverers. Queen, go Fernando must. Oh my sweet friend, that we our soul to selves could, but escape and leave the rest to fate, and in a western bower dream out our days. For the king's glass can run but briefly now, shattered and shaken as his vigor is. But I your love burns not in singleness. Why, dear, caress Josefa Tudo still. She does not solve her soul in yours as I. And why those others even more than her? How little own I in thee. Godoy, such must be. I cannot quite forsake them. Don't forget the same scope has been yours in former years. Queen, yes, love, I know. I yield. You cannot leave them. But if you ever would bethink yourself, how long I have been yours, how truly all those other pleasures were my desperate shifts to soften sorrow at your absences, you would be faithful to me. Godoy, true, my dear. Yet I do passably keep troth with you, and fond you with fair regularity, a week beside you, and a week away. Such is not schemed without some risk and strain. And you agreed Josefa should be mine, and to Theresa without jealousy. A noise is heard without. Ah, what means that? He jumps up from her side, and crosses the room to a window, where he lifts the curtain cautiously. The queen follows him with a scared look. Queen, a riot can it be? Godoy, let me put these out ere they notice them. They think me at the royal palace yonder. He hastily extinguishes the candles except one taper, which he places in a recess, so that the room is in shade. He then draws back the curtains, and she joins him at the window, where, enclosing her with his arm, he and she look out together. In front of the house a guard of hussars is stationed, beyond them spreading the plaza or square. On the other side rises in the lamplight the white front of the royal palace. On the flank of the palace, is a wall enclosing gardens, bowered alleys, and orange groves, and in the wall a small door. A mixed multitude of soldiery and populace fills the space in front of the king's palace, and they shout, and address each other vehemently. During a lull in their vociferations is heard the peaceful purl of the tagus over a cascade in the palace grounds. Queen, lingering, we've risked too long our chance of flight. The Paris terror will repeat it here. Not for myself I fear. No, for thee. She clings to him. If they should hurt you, it would murder me by heart bleedings and stabs intolerable. Godoy, kissing her, the first thought now is how to get you back within the palace walls. Why would you risk to come here on a night so critical? Queen, passionately, I could not help it. Nay, I would not help. Rather than starve my soul I venture all. Our last love night last, maybe, of long years, why do you chide me now? Godoy, dear queen, I do not. I shape these sharp regrets, but for your sake. Hence you must go, somehow, and quickly too. They think not yet of you in threatening thus, but of me solely. Where does your lady wait? Queen, below. One servant with her. They are true, and can be let know all. But you. Uproar continues. Godoy, I can escape. Now call them. All three cloak and veil as when you came. They retreat into the room. Queen Maria Luisa's lady-in-waiting and servant are summoned. Enter both. All three then muffle themselves up, and Godoy prepares to conduct the queen downstairs. Queen, nay, now. I will not have it. We are safe. Think of yourself. Can you get out behind? Godoy, I judge so, when I have done what's needful here. The mob knows not the by-door slip across, thence around sideways. All's clear there as yet. The queen, her fair lady-in-waiting, and the servant go out hurriedly. Godoy looks again from the window. The mob is some way off, the immediate front being for the moment nearly free of loiterers, and the three muffled figures are visible, crossing without hindrance towards the door in the wall of the palace gardens. The instant they reach it, a sentinel springs up, challenging them.
Godoy, ah, now they are doomed. My God, why did she come?
A parley takes place. Something, apparently a bribe, is handed to the sentinel, and the three are allowed to slip in, the queen having obviously been unrecognized. He breathes his relief.
Now for the others. Then ah, then heaven knows.
He sounds a bell and a servant enters. Where is the Countess of Castelofiel? Servant, she's looking for you, prince. Godoy, find her at once. Ah, here she is. That's well. Go watch the plaza, to servant. Godoy's mistress, the Dona Josefa Tudo, enters. She is a young and beautiful woman, the vivacity of whose large dark eyes is now clouded. She is wrapped up for flight. The servant goes out.
Josefa, breathlessly, I should have joined you sooner, but I knew the queen was fondling with you. She must needs come hampering you this night of all the rest, as if not gorged with you at other times.
Godoy, don't, pretty one. Needless it is in you, being so well aware who holds my love. I could not check her coming, since she would. You well know how the old thing is, and how I am compelled to let her have her mind.
He kisses her repeatedly.
Josefa, but look, the mob is swelling. Pouring in by thousands from Madrid and all afoot. Will they not come on hither from the kings?
Godoy, not just yet, maybe. You should have sooner fled. The coach is waiting, and the baggage packed.
He again peers out.
Yes, there the coach is, and the clamorers near, led by Montijo, if I see aright.
Yes, they cry, Glee Peter.
That means him.
There will be time yet. Now I'll take you down so far as I may venture.
They leave the room. In a few minutes Godoy, having taken her down, re-enters and again looks out. Josefa's coach is moving off with a small escort of Godoy's guards of honor. A sudden yelling begins, and the crowd rushes up and stops the vehicle. An altercation ensues.
Crowd, Uncle Peter, it is the favorite carrying off Prince Fernando. Stop him.
Josefa, putting her head out of the coach, silence their uproar please, Senior Count of Montijo.
It is a lady only, the Countess of Castelofiel.
Montijo, let her pass, friends. It is only that pretty wench of his, Pipa Tudo, who calls herself a countess. Our titles are put to comical uses these days. We shall catch the cockbird presently.
The Dona Josefa's carriage is allowed to pass on, as a shout from some who have remained before the royal palace attracts the attention of the multitude, which surges back thither.
Crowd, nearing the palace, call out the king and the prince. Long live the king! He shall not go. Hola! He is gone. Let us see him. He shall abandon Godoy.
The clamor before the royal palace still increasing, a figure emerges upon a balcony, whom Godoy recognizes by the lamplight to be Fernando, Prince of Asturias. He can be seen waving his hand. The mob grows suddenly silent.
Fernando, in a shaken voice, citizens, the king my father is in the palace with the queen. He has been much tried today.
Crowd, promise, prince, that he shall not leave us.
Promise.
Fernando, I do. I promise in his name. He has mistaken you, thinking you wanted his head. He knows better now.
Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.